Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, episode number 5. Today's date's Thursday, August 8th, 2019. And for those of you who don't know, this is the weekly review of my attempt to ride my motorcycle from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. The odometer reading this week, we're at 38,042 K, so I think we did just over 1,100 Ks. Pretty good week. Not too much driving, but it's been, we did a kind of a couple Ks, you know, seeing as we've been hanging out in one spot for a couple days now. The overview this week, we went from Guerrero Negro to San Jose del Cabo. It's just beside Cabo San Lucas, the famous vacation destination that you've heard about. And the driving this week was either excellent or terrible. And that's the same with the campsites this week. It's been a lot of extremes, either really excellent or really not excellent. And furthermore, we had a lot of city driving this week. And also the most nature. So again, goes on with the theme of the extremes. Some of the best driving this week that we had was probably the last 15K between Guerrero Negro and El Rosalia. It reminded Brayden and I of the Moki Dugway that we saw in Utah. Nice, steep turns coming down into a valley from kind of a plateau. And yeah, super driving. But again, that was after 150, 200 Ks of just straight shot. Best campsite we had this week was near Laredo. Laredo is just a small beach town. They've got a national park and a marine reserve there. There's big trees, nice people, swimming, fishing. It was, everything was super excellent there. And another highlight, we're staying with friends of friends, Rodrigo and Deneb's place in San Jose del Cabo. And they've been super awesome. Their kids are really nice. Everything's been super excellent. They're showing us a good time down here. A couple of lowlights this week. Lots and lots of straight desert driving. You'll get some nice, beautiful turns, and then it'll just straighten out, and for 100, 150 Ks, just pew, dead straight. So that's not your favorite thing on a motorcycle. You'd rather be in a car with your air conditioning and your music cranked, but, you know, this is the life we've chose to live. Couple poor campsites. We were using a new app. It told us to go here, there's free camping, yada yada. One time it led us to this fishing village where I don't think they'd seen a gringo in years. So we kind of hightailed it out of there and had to camp near the road. And that happened a couple times. So we've learned by trial and error, this app probably isn't for us. And not really a low light, but I think it's kind of funny that we're stuck, quote, in Cabo for 8 days. Tried to book our ferry out of here on the 6th, but they didn't have any space until the 13th, so poor us, stuck in Cabo, in paradise, for just over a week there. The scariest moment this week, we had our first run-in with the police. We were in a city called La Paz, and we took a wrong turn, I guess on a one-way, and the cops lit us up and pulled us over, and we decided to play good detainee and bad detainee. Brayden got out the Spanish dictionary and tried a reasoning with them, while I decided to kind of hit the roof and storm around and, you know, just kind of make a bit of a scene. So that was pretty funny. The guy wanted 200 US total, 100 each, for going the wrong way in a one-way. So I told him that wasn't going to happen, and just take us away to the station, because, you know, you're going to have to do paperwork and try to explain that away to all the other cops at the station. So luckily, I guess it worked out this time. He gave us a bit of a warning and gave us our licenses back. So good detainee, bad detainee worked out this week. Saw lots of animals, mostly near Laredo in the Marine Reserve in the National Park. Some of them include pilot whales. It could have been dolphins, but I'm going to say they're pilot whales. We saw a rabbit, lots of little lizards, sea otter, starfish, school of rays, which was pretty cool. I was fishing at the time, and I thought it was a school of fish, so I was casting to them. I'm happy they didn't bite, but they were sitting there chasing fish and chasing bait. There was probably 30 of them swimming around and doing their thing, so that was very interesting. Never seen anything like that before. And then lots of seabirds as well. Two of the most common were pelicans and I think frigate birds. We're back on the board for fishing this week. Went out probably 3 or 4 times and picked up a couple little yellow fins, a little 1 kilo jack, had nice red fins on it, and yeah, it was a good fighter. And the winner of the week was a 2 kilo little sea bass there. And so he pulled me into my drag a few times, and you know, a good fight for the little fish that he was. And so being on the ocean and being in Mexico, you keep the fish that you catch usually. So we kept one of the yellow fins, just poached him up, and ate him with some lime that we had picked from the gas station that we were at earlier that day. And the sea bass we kept as well, and again, poached him up. But then we had all the stuff to make tacos, so we had a nice feed on tacos that night. We were chilling on the beach, eating fresh fish tacos, and watching a little movie on Braden's phone. So we were really winning that day, coming up Millhouse, as we like to say. Not much bike maintenance this week. Just kind of the standard, like checking your taillights, checking your signals, keeping up on your oil. You know, my new O-ring chain and my new sprockets are just doing their job. Don't need to grease that anymore, so that takes, don't need to tension the wheel every 2-3 days, so that's another dream. And I guess the main thing that I did this week was I just taped up my boot where my shifter knob's kind of wearing the leather down a little bit. So just tape that up, hopefully give the boots a little bit of extra life there. The final thought, we got some street dogs here for us, nice. The final thought this week, everybody always says that it's more dangerous kind of, quote, over there. You know, people say, oh, you don't go to this town, and, you know, don't go to that town. But then you go there, and everything's fine, and everybody says it's super safe, and then you talk to them, and they say, oh, but you don't go over to this town. And that seems to be a common theme kind of all over the world. And, you know, maybe I'm just lucky, but it seems that most places people are just kind of hanging out with their family, going to work, living their life, and, you know, generally not trying to cause trouble for anybody. So, yeah, don't go over there, I guess. And, yeah, that's it for me this week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Love you lots. Talk to you soon. Bye.